All right, we're going over now live to the Peter Pan Invitational, where Amy Max is going to give us a play-by-play for King Cove and Sandpoint. Take her away, Amy.
All right, thank you, Austin. Sorry, guys, for being a little bit late. We have 1:37 left in the first quarter. It is 8-12 in favor of the Q-Jacks. Starnes with the ball right now for the Eagles. Two drives in the paint. It goes up. It's denied by Gary Gould. The rebound's going to go to Braden Severn. Looks like he's going to drive and go all the way, and he does. That one's up, but no good. Rebound by Gunderson. Boyd playing a fast-paced game. Almost thought he was going to go in for it, but he'll dish it off to Ortega. Ortega to Smith at the top of the key. He puts up a three-point shot. That one's up and good. Just giving King Cove a one-point lead now, 11-12. Just a minute left here in the first quarter. Gary Gould for the Q-Jacks, bringing it down. Gets it over to Severn. Severn back to Gould. To Larson at the top. Over to Brandle. Braden Brandle. Back to Dylan Larson. He'll get it to Braden Severn, cutting into the key. He puts a nice little jump shot. That one's up and good. Ortega with the ball for the Eagles. Over to Smith. He puts up another three-point shot. That one's up and good. And that one will tie the game at 14. 25 seconds left here in the first quarter. Severn for the T-Jacks. They'll bring it down. Pass over to Gould. Gould to Larson. Larson back to Gould. Boys just working around the perimeter. They'll get it off to Braden Brandle. He'll put it, pass it off to JC, who puts up a shot. That one's up and no good. Gary Gould with the rebound. He'll put it right back up. That one's up and good. Ortega with the what he was hoping to be a buzzer beater, but it was no good. So 14-16 in favor of the T-Jacks. And let me get my papers out. And I will let you know who's visiting here with the Sandpoint Eagles. Parker Larson, Stephen Galvin, Jesse Starnes, Edmund Cumberland, Devin Roll, Jason Podarski, Carl Smith, Anthony Webster, Ryder Gunderson, Joseph Ortega III, and Charlie Jackson. And for our T-Jacks, we have Brian Akeley, Braden Brandle, Elia Lynn, Jeremiah Bellamoda, Jason Duarte, Gary Gould, Braden Severn, J.C. McNeff, Anthony Reeve, and Dylan Larson. And if you didn't catch that and you're in the area, come on up at halftime. We are going to have a special presentation by our best club. And boys will come into the game to start the second quarter. The score again, 14-16 in favor of the guest, who is King Coast, and that is they're playing their black jerseys. Ortega with the ball for the Eagles over to Jackson. Jackson back to Ortega. He'll call his play. Screened by Jackson. Ortega will drive, put up a shot. And that one's up and good. Tying the game again here at 16. Severn with the ball for the T-Jacks. They'll pass over to Gould. Gould taking his time. He'll get it over to Larson. Larson will run the baseline. He'll pick up his dribble, get it off to Braden. He'll drive. Put up a shot, no good. Rebound by Smith. Smith to Ortega. Ortega to Gunderson all by himself. He'll put up a shot and take the lead. It was 18-16 in favor of the Eagles. Gould with the ball for the T-Jacks. Ready for his voice to move. He'll get it off to Larson. He'll put up a shot. That one's up, and that one's good. Tying the game again at 18. Ortega with the Eagles, bring it down. He'll call for a screen, get it off to Starnes. Starnes to Smith. Smith with a three-point shot. That one's up and good. Giving Sandpoint a three-point lead, 21-18. Gould with the ball for the T-Jacks. He'll dribble around, get it off to Larson. Larson getting stuck. He'll get his pass off to Gary Gould. Gary back to Larson. He puts up a three-point shot. That one's up and short. No good. Rebound by, let's see, Braden Severn's going to come out with it. Out to Gary Gould. He'll put up another three. No good. Rebound by Smith. Smith to Ortega all by himself. That one's up, and that one's good. 23-18, 6 minutes left in the first half, I believe, of game 10 of our 2018 Peter Pan tip-off. I actually think I may be wrong. That is, this may be game 11 of our Peter Pan tip-off. This is a round-robin tournament, and right now the Team 12 rookies and the Team 12 T-Jacks are both undefeated in the tournament. And, of course, we'd like to give a special thanks to Peter Pan for making this tournament possible. We'd also like to thank AC, King Cole Corporation, Goulds and Sons, Adago Tribe of King Cole, Solutions Youth Borough School District, and KFGC. In for the T-Jacks, J.C. McNett, Dylan Larson, Braden Brandle, Braden Severin, and Gary Gould. Inbound pass will go to Severin. They bring it past the half-court line. Give it up to Gary Gould. Gary to Larson. He'll put up a long two-point shot. That one's up, but no good. Rebound by Starnes. Starnes to Ortega. Ortega gets it into the paint and dishes it off to Jackson. He puts up a shot. That one's good. Making the score 25-18 in favor of the Eagles. Gary Gould gets the ball for the T-Jacks. He will bring it down and shoot. That one's no good. And as Jackson was bringing down that rebound, he's going to get a foul call. Well, he's going to... Number 55, Dylan, is going to get a foul called on him. And he will come out. That's the second foul of the game, so they're just going to give him a little break. Brian Aiken will come in for him. Ortega with the ball for the Eagles. They'll pass it in to Jackson. He'll put up the shot. That one's up and good as well. Making it a 9-point lead now in favor of the Eagles. 27-18, 5 minutes left here in the first half. Severin with the ball for the T-Jacks. Look at it out to Gould. Gould to Braden Brando, who puts up a 3-point shot. That one's no good. Rebound by Ortega. He's going to come all the way down. Come back to the 3-point line to put up a shot. That one's no good. Almost goes out of bounds. Will be saved by Starnes, but it'll go out of bounds off. Nobody knows. They're going to call a jump ball on that. Both officials aren't sure who touched it last, so that's going to be a jump ball. Possession goes to the T-Jack. Severin bringing it down for them. Gives it to Gary Gould. Gary back to Severin. Severin trying to make his way into the paint. He will get a shot up. That one's up and good. 27-20 now. Gunderson with the ball for the Eagles. He puts up the shot. No good. Rebound by a few people. Starnes is going to come out with it. He puts up a shot, and that's denied by Gary Kuhl. He'll end up with the ball. He'll go all the way with it. That one's up and no good. Rebound by Starnes. They're going to get a foul call on that. I think it's going to be a foul on Gary Gould. They're going to call a foul on Black 3-0. That is a foul on Gary Gould. So Ortega will bring it down for the Eagles. He'll get it to Smith. Smith with a 3-point shot. Up and no good. Rebound by Mack Neff. He will get stuck in the corner. He'll try to dribble out, but it'll be knocked out of bounds by Ortega. So inbound pass goes to Severin. Severin over to Gould. Gould back to Severin. Boyce to pass there on the perimeter. Back to Gould. Gary will go in there with it. Pass it back out to Severin. Severin with the shot. It's up and no good. They're going to call a foul on Braden Brandle. He was what he thought was boxing out. The rest saw a foul. So they have the bottom line safe. So Ortega with the ball for the Eagles. He'll get it off to Starnes. Let's see what that's. They're going to call an offensive foul in the offense being played by Jackson. The ball will go to the T-Jack. Severn will bring it down for them. They'll dribble down. They'll pass around the perimeter, get it off to Braden Brandle. Brandle over to Gould. He'll dribble to the top.
Come on, boys!
Was not really moving around here. They'll get it to Severn. Severn back to Gould. Gould to Akeley. Akeley back to Gould. He'll put up a shot. One's up, and that one's good. 22-27, still in favor of the Eagles. Ortega will bring it down for them.
Come on, defense, let's go!
Ortega to Jackson. Jackson to Smith. He'll drive it in the paint, put up a shot. No good. Rebound by Gould. He'll take off with it. They get past the half-court line, pass it off to Severn. Severn fakes the pass and drives. He'll pass it back out to Gary Gould. Gary back to Severn. He'll put up a three-point shot. That one's up and good. Just a two-point lead now for the Eagles. 27-25, just under 2 minutes left there in the first half. And Ortega calling for a screen as he gets across the half-court line. They'll dribble in, put up a shot, and that's denied again by Gary Gould. They'll go to Jackson. Jackson to Gunderson. He'll put up a shot. No good. Rebound by Ortega. He'll put up a shot. No good. Rebound by Gunderson and gives it out to Ortega. Gets it out to Smith. He puts up a three-point shot. That one's up and good, giving him a five-point lead, 30-25 in favor of the T-Jets.
Oh, you cannot go for a lot of games, I'm sorry.
Okay. Severn with the ball. He'll get it out to Gould. Over to Brandle. Brandle back to Max. Or Gould, I'm sorry. And he tries to get it off to Akeley. Under the hoop. And I don't think he was quite ready for that pass. He's going to go out of bounds. Checking in for the Eagles, we have Parker Larson. In for the game, Ortega, Smith, Larson, Gunderson, and Jackson. Ortega over to Larson. Larson to Gunderson. He puts up a three-point shot. No good. Rebound by Mack now. He'll get it to Gould. Gary's going to drive, puts it up. No good. He'll almost get his own rebound. Going to go out of bounds off the hands of an Eagle. Then we have another sub coming in. Dylan Larson coming in for Braden Brandle. Gary Gould with the inbound pass to Mack now. He'll try to get it off to Dylan Larson. It'll be hit out of bounds by Dylan Larson. So Jackson with the ball for the Eagles. He'll drive. Pass it out to Ortega. Ortega will take it to the paint. He'll put up a shot. No good. Rebound by Gould. He'll take off with it. Sure, he's going to go all the way. He puts it up. No good. Rebound by Ortega. And a quick time out called by Coach Brandon Smith. Just a 30-second timeout, and these games are always the most fun. We have a pretty full house here, but there's always room for more. If you're here, come on up. Plenty of food. We have tacos and hot dogs and nachos, plenty of food, plenty of raffles. Come on up and spend your money. All right, so a five-point lead for the Eagles, just 22 seconds left here in the first half.
Come on, let's go!
Ortega with the ball, get it off to Smith. Smith back to Ortega, cutting in. He'll pass it out to Parker Larson, he puts up a shot, no good. Rebound by Severn. Severn to Gould. 8 seconds just left on the clock. Gary's going to drive. He gets it off to Severn. Puts up a long three-point shot. Oh, and it's in and out. No good. So still 30-25 in favor of the visiting Sound Point Eagles. I'm going to go ahead and hand it to you for 10 minutes.
Thanks, Amy. Appreciate it. tight game so far. Sandpoint coming out on top. It's been a back-and-forth series with these teams for the last several meetings. We'll see what happens as Sandpoint goes into the second half. Maybe they can hold on there and come out with a win. I think their first win against King Cove all season. All right, I want to say thank you to our sponsors, to the King Cove Corporation, and, of course, to the Sandpoint, City of Sandpoint, City of King Cove, the Shumigan Corporation, also to Gould & Sons, Telalaska, to Peninsula Airlines, the Barefooted Inn in Cold Bay, also the AC stores in Sandpoint and King Cove. Fantastic sponsors of KSDP. Without them, we really can't do what we do here, so just want to give our appreciation to them. And thank you to the listeners who make this also the biggest reality for tuning in. Go ahead and play a couple jams for you guys. We're going to go back to the 90s and play some arena rock. No, not arena rock, but the stuff that you play when you're at sporting events. Here's a little House of Pain with Jump Around.
All right, thank you. Sam playing with the ball right now. Ortega with the ball. He puts up a shot. That one's no good. Rebound by Larson. Larson will give it off to Gould. Gould debating on a pass. Looking like he might have got one, but he's going to dribble around, wait for his men to get open. Still taking his time. He'll get it off to Brandle. Brandle back to Gould. Gould back to Brandle. Back to Gould, into Severin in the paint. He'll dribble and put up a shot and draw the foul, looks like. And that's going to be a foul on White. 2-3, that's the foul on Carl Smith, and that foul will put Graydon Severin on the line for two shots. The first shot is up, and it's good. 26-30, still in favor of the Eagles. And Graydon Severin will shoot his second. It's up and short. Rebound by Jackson. Jackson will try to get it off to... Oh, almost to Smith, and it's almost stolen away by the T-Jack. Can go out of bounds, last touch by Graydon Severin. So Ortega will have the inbound pass over to, and this time Gary with almost a steal. It's going to go from him to Ortega. To Smith, he'll put up a three-point shot, up and no good. Over to Jackson with the rebound. He puts up a shot, no good. Graydon Severin's going to come out with the ball. Gets it off to Larson. He puts up a three-point shot, and it's no good. Rebound by Starnes. Starnes again, this is cutting into the hoop. That one was deflected again by Gary Gould. He wanted to stay as clean. If you ask him, he would say that was all ball, but the rest went ahead and called a shooting foul on that, so that foul will put Gunderson on the line for two shots. His first shot is up and no good. Still 26-30. And the second shot is up and short. Rebound by Gould. Gould shaking his head no to Max Nasty's down almost by himself. His defense would have most definitely stolen. Good call by him. He'll get it off to Brandle. Brandle over to Severin. Severin over to Gould. He'll drive it in, put it up. No good. He'll try to tip it in, and he does. That one's up and in. Just a two-point lead now for the Eagles, 30-28. Ortega with the ball for them. He'll run all the way in with it, put up a shot. No good. Rebound by Smith. He puts it back up. No good. Rebound by Severin. He'll put it down. And dribble out. Dribble, looks like almost all the way with it. He tries to get it over to Mac Neff under the hoop, but it'll go out of bounds. So inbound pass to Gunderson. Gunderson trying to get past the T-Jack defense. He does. He'll get it out to Smith. Smith over to whoever is behind the ref here. To Jackson. He puts up a shot. No good. Rebound by Severin. He'll get it off to Dylan Larson. Larson to Gould. Down to Braden Brandle, who puts up a three-point shot from the side, giving the T-Jacks a one-point lead now, 30-31, in favor of the T-Jacks. And we have a steal by Max Neff. He will dish it out to Gary Gould. Gary over to Severin with the three-point shot. That one's up and good. A four-point lead now, 30-34. Just about 5 minutes up there in the third quarter. Ortega to Smith to Starnes. He puts up the shot. No good. Rebound by Starnes. He puts up the shot again. That one's no good. The T-Jacks are going to come out with it. Gould coming down the court. They'll get it to Severin. Severin back to Gould. Gould over to Brandle. Brandle back to Gould. He's back to Brandle. He'll fake a three and give it back to Gary Gould. Gary back to Brandle on the other side. Brandle over to Larson. He's going to run the baseline. Dribble back out. Get it in Severin. He'll take it in the paint, put it up. That one's good for 2 points. 6 point lead now for the T-Jacks. Ortega with the ball for the Eagles. Ortega dribbling around. He will make his way to the hoop. Pass it out to Smith. Smith with a 3 point shot. That one's up and good. 33-36 in favor of the T-Jacks. Gary Gould brings it past the half-court line. He'll go ahead and take his time, pass it out to Brandle. Brandle with a long pass, very long pass. It's going to go into the crowd. Go out of bounds off the T-Jacks. Ortega with the ball for the Eagles. And he'll get it to Starnes. Starnes back to Ortega. And he'll drive. That one's up and good. 35-36, still in favor of the T-Jacks. Gould will bring it down for the T-Jacks. He'll go ahead and take his time. Get it off to Larson. Larson back to Gould. He'll get it off to Brandle. Brandle over to Severin. Seven back to Gould. Boys just passing it around the top. Swinging it around. He'll get it back to the top. They'll pass it into Severin. He'll drive. That one's up and no good. Rebound by Brandle. Brandle back to Gould. Gould over to Severin. Severin back to Gould. Gould to Brandle. Oh, and they're going to call a travel. I'm just going to tip off before he puts the ball down. Still a one-point game in favor of the T-Jacks, 35-36, 2.5 minutes left here in the third quarter. And Carl Smith with the ball for the T-Jacks. He'll be stolen away by Mac Neff. He gets it off to Gary Gould, who puts up a shot. That one's good for 2 points, 35-38 now. Ortega with the ball for the Eagles. He dribbles down. They'll get it off to Jackson. He'll put up the shot. That one's up and good. Again, just a one-point game, 37-38. 2 minutes left. Game still in favor of the T-Jacks. And Gary will bring it down from the T-Jacks. Get it off to Gould. Gould almost a steal by Gunderson. Gary will come back with the ball. He'll get it off to Larson. Larson to McNeff under the hoop. Puts up a shot. That one's no good. Rebound by Severin. He brings it back. Pass it off to Larson. Larson with a three-point shot. No good. Rebound by Starnes. Starnes to Ortega. He'll call this play. Call for a screen. Get it off to Smith. Smith to Ortega. Boys taking their time. Ortega will use the screen, run the baseline, try to get it out to Jackson, but he's going to step on the line as he was trying to do that. Possession will go over to the T-Jacks. Gary Gould brings it down for them. Just under a minute left here in the third quarter.
Gary Gould to Larson. Back to Gould. Over to Severin. Severin back to Gould. He'll get it out to Dylan Larson. He'll drive the baseline. Try to pass it out to Braden Brand. He'll put up a three-point shot. That one is up and off the glass and good for three. 37-41 now. Ortega with the ball for the Eagles. He will drive in. And they're going to get a foul. They're going to call a foul on that play. And that foul is going to go to J.C. McNeff with the push. Possession will stay here with the Eagles. Inbound pass to Gunderson. Gunderson over to Ortega. Ortega with a three-point shot. That one's up and good. Again, just, oh no, a two-point lead for the T-Jacks. Oh, and Grade 7 almost with a buzzer beater. 39-41 in favor of the King Cove T-Jacks. If you can't notice, our crowd's going crazy. We're having fun up here cheering for everybody and all the teams involved, and we're awarding a fan of the game every game, and the winner of that will get a $50 gift card to AC, and those are donated by AC and KSDP. Thank you guys for that. And that is awarded to the fan who is showing the most support, the most school spirit, who is positive and the best sportsmanship. So we are having a lot of fun cheering for everyone. And that buzzer will start the fourth quarter of game 11, I believe, of the 2018 Peter Pan tip-off. All right, Gary Gould from the T-Jack brings it down. They'll get it off to Larson. Larson back to Gould. Gould to Brandle. Brandle back to Gould. Again, Boyce is passing it around the top on the outside there, waiting for something to open up on the outside. Braden Brandle with a three-point shot. No good. Rebound by Ortega. Ortega down to Gunderson. He'll run the baseline, put up a shot. That one's up and good. Tying the game here at 41. Gould with the ball for the T-Jacks. He'll get it up to Larson. Larson back to Gould. Back to Larson. Into Severin. Severin will dribble. Take a jump shot. That one's up and good. 43-41 now. The T-Jacks take the lead again. And Ortega will bring it down for the Eagles. He will bring it in the paint, put up a shot. That one's up and no good. Rebound by Jackson. He puts up a shot, no good. This time it's going to be rebounded by Severin. Severin will bring it down. Pass it out to Gould. Gould taking his time. He'll get it off to Larson. Larson into Severin. Cutting in. Can go out of bounds. Last touch by an Eagle here. So the T-Jacks will get possession under the hoop. Inbound pass by Gary into Brandle. Braden Brandle. Braden Brandle. Severin. Severin to Gould. What's the pass into Severin? Severin back to Gould. Long pass over to Brandle. He'll dribble to the top. Get off to Severin. He'll dribble in. Get it out to Brandle. Gives it back to Severin as he drives in. He'll put that shot up, and it's good for 2 points, 41-45. Now just under 6 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Carl Smith with the Eagles puts up a shot. That one's no good. Rebound by Jackson, almost by Jackson. It's going to end up in the hands of McNeff, who gets it to Gary Gould, who gets it to Severin, who does a quick little pass to Braden Brando under the hoop.
Allen's up and no good. Rebound by McNamara. He'll get it out to Gary. Boys playing a little bit messy with their ball handling, but they will slow it down. Get it out to Gary Gould. He'll have the ball. He'll get it off to Larson. Larson back to Gould. Over to Brandle. Into Severin. Severin back out to Brandle. He puts up a three-point shot. That one's up and good for three. 41-48 in favor of the T-Jacks. Ortega with the ball for the Eagles. He'll bring it past the half-court line. He will drive. He'll put it up. That one's no good. Rebound by Severin. Severin to Gould. He'll take it to the top of the key then. Get it off to Larson. He'll bring it in the paint and pass it out to Brandle. Brandle out to Severin. Severin out to Gould. Boys playing really outside on their offense. Braden with a long two-point shot. That one's up and no good. It goes to Ortega. Ortega to Gunderson cutting through. And that pass is just a little too fast for him. It's going to go right out of bounds. And I believe that whistle means that it's going to be an out-of-bounds. Not out-of-bounds, I'm sorry. A timeout called by Coach Brandon Smith. They're going to take the full minute. Again, the score 41-48 in favor of the T-Jacks. 4:13 left in this game. Right after this game, we will have the King Cove Rookies against the Sandpoint Lady Eagles. It should be another fun game. District games are always fun. It's always fun to see if such good competition. The boys are going back and forth with the lead here. In for the T-Jacks, Gary Gould, Braden Brandle, Braden Severin, J.C. McNeff, and Dylan Larson. In for the Eagles, Ortega, Gunderson, Jackson, Parker Larson, and Carl Smith. Inbound pass to, they're going to get a nice little bounce pass into Jackson under the hoop. He'll put it up. That one's good. 43-48. Gary's going to take his time, bring it down. Of course, they're in no rush. Just under 4 minutes left in the game. They'll get in Severin, who puts up a shot. That one's up and good, taking the score 43-50. Ortega with the ball for Sandpoint. He'll get it off to Larson. Larson to Smith. Back to Gunderson. Gunderson out. He puts up a shot. That one's no good. He'll pull down his own rebound, though. Put the shot right back up. No good. Rebound by Jackson. They'll get it out to Smith outside. He'll put up a shot. No good. Gary Gould is going to pull that one down. He's going to get it to Brandle. Brandle fakes the pass. He'll get it in to Severin. No. Severin will drive it in the paint. He'll put up a shot. That one's up and good. 52-43. Now still in favor of the T-Jacks. Just under 3 minutes left here in this game. Gunderson with the ball. He'll get it off to Ortega. Ortega puts up a shot. That one's going to go out of bounds. That one's no good. It's going to go out of bounds. Lost touch by Severin. So inbound pass by Ortega goes to Smith. He'll drive, put up a shot, and it's a way wonky shot. Going to go rebound to Severin, who gets it down to Braden Brandle all by himself. He'll put up a shot. That one's up and good. 43-54. Gunderson will bring it down for the Eagles. He'll get it to Smith.
still put up a shot. That one's no good. Rebound. Rebound by Ortega. He'll put up a shot. That one's no good. That rebound's going to go to Jackson. He'll put it right back up on off the glass and good for two. 45-54. Gary slowly bringing it down. Of course, again, he's in no rush. Boys are in the lead. And he will drive into the paint, put up a shot. He won't make the shot, but he will get a foul. That foul is going to go to Joseph Ortega. And that foul will put Gary Gould on the line for two shots. Gary's first shot is up and no good. 54-45. Still in favor of the Sea Jacks. 1:38 left here in the game. Gary's second shot is up, and that one's good, giving the T-Jacks a 10-point lead now, 55-45, as Ortega brings it down. He will almost go all the way. He'll try to do a little trick pass to Jackson. That's going to go right out of bounds. So Gary Gould will bring it down for the T-Jacks. He'll just make his way past the half-court line. And he'll dribble around, get it out to Severin. Severin will drive it in, take it all the way, way back. He'll get it off to Gould. Move back to Severin. Just a minute left here in the game. Severin will drive and come back out. Get it off to Gould. And, of course, the boys just kind of putting their hands on him to stop the clock and stop the play. But I think our T-Jack's just kind of stalling now. And we have Devin Roll coming in. Timberlake. And our senior Anthony Reed. My favorite T-Cat. Number 54, Anthony Reed coming into the game. If you can't tell, they call him Boopers as well. But you're hearing he's with a 3-point shot now. It's no good. Almost. Rebound by Cumberledge. Cumberledge to, let's see the. Hello? Let me see. Not quite sure who that little guy is. Let's see how dark he is. Gonna go out of bounds. That's him. Anthony Reeve again with the 3-point shot. Allen's up and no good. Jackson with the ball now. He'll put it up. Allen's no good. And boys are going to come down hard on that one. And we'll just take it out. That's Severin on the floor for the T-Jacks. Looks like he came down really hard. And they'll pick him up, dust him off, and start the clock. Looks like actually a ref talking to him. Maybe he might take a seat. Stop! Well, if they're not, I'm going to tell him to get a seat. The ref asking for something to wipe the floor with has a sweaty little body mark is left there. Coach Markham went to go toss him a T-shirt, and the rest of them, don't you touch my shirt. But they will mop up that nest. And the game will go on. Oh, and I think they might have given him a technical for that, as I see. Good job, honey. Edwin Cumberledge at the free throw line all by himself. Jeremiah Bellamodoff makes his debut for this game as well. And Timberlake with his second shot is up and no good. So, still a 10-point lead, 23 seconds left here in the game. Yeah. And Akeley to Larson will put up a shot. That one's up and good. 45-57 now, 9 seconds left in the game as Cumberland brings it down for the Eagles. He'll put up a three-point shot. That one's up and off the glass, no good. And that is the end of game 11 here at our Peter Pan tip-off against the T-Jacks and the Eagles. We'll go ahead and get back to you after the girls are done warming up. Final score, 57-45 in favor of the T-Jacks.
All right, Amy, we'll talk to you in a few minutes. Hear from you about half an hour?
Sure, sounds good.
All right, thanks, Amy. Another tough loss for Sandpoint. They were running pretty hard there for the first half. I think they were even the lead at the end of the first half. So losing 57-45. King Cove looks like they're going to retain their winning streak into the Peter Pan Invitational. Doing a great job this season. Well, we've got about half an hour until the next game. I know it's scheduled for 8 o'clock, so maybe they'll start a little early. Things did go very late last night. So, all right, here's a couple of songs for you. But first, let's thank our sponsors, as always. Thank you so much to the Aleutians Eastborough, Cities of King Cove and Sandpoint, Shoeing Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, Goulds and Sons in King Cove, the Barefoot Inn, Cold Bay, also to the AC stores in King Cove and Sandpoint, and thank you to the Belkowski Corporation. Also, want to give a big shout-out and thanks to TelAlaska and Peninsula Airlines. All these sponsors make these a reality. About 30 minutes on the clock. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be the Rookies versus the Lady Eagles in the final game of the day, and then tomorrow it'll be the championship matches between the two top teams. So make sure you don't go far. This is Austin Roof, and you're on 830 AM KSTP, 88.1 FM in King Cove. Let's go back to the music.
Here you are.